It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nath. It's Tuesday morning, Jim, which can only mean one thing.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly!
No, applause for this man.
No applause.
No applause. Kill the applause. There's some vicious rumours that Thomas Tillerman has been two-timing us, Nath. He's been on the other station.
I love that alliteration, by the way. Two-timing us, Thomas Tillerman.
Thomas Tillerman has been two-timing us on the triple... It's not T's, it's M's. What are you doing to us, Tommy? You were filling in on Triple M. What's happening?
Oh, I've dogged the boys, haven't I? Mm-hmm. I feel very, very bad. I've been carrying this burden around with me for the last week. How am I going to face Jimmy and Nath after going on another network? Fortunately, part of the same company, but there was no text. I just ghosted you, didn't I?
Tommy. You ghosted us. We were calling you on the people were, where's the Tommy Tuesday segment? And then we didn't know. The worst part was our boss came to us after the show and he went, oh yeah, guys, sorry, I forgot to tell you about that.
People heard that melancholy intro music and then there was just no delivery, so they left just saddened.
Sad.
Tommy, I need you to smack yourself on the bottom because we were not happy with that.
Naughty, naughty boy.
Yes, you're a
naughty
bad
Thomas.
Boy.
I get called Thomas when I've been naughty, so you can call me that for the rest of the segment today.
Well, Thomas, what's on The Briefing?
Well, guys, you're going to find out how to make more money on The Briefing today. So if that's a bit of a balance, then
I know how it is. It's do a podcast and do a radio show.
Exactly. Yeah. Double time. So we're looking at the rate that young people are getting into the share market. So in the last 2 years, quarter of all the people in Australia investing in the share market, a quarter of them have jumped in just in the last 2 years, lots of them during the pandemic, and a quarter of those people are just between the ages of 18 to 24. So young people are wising up to the share market, and on the podcast we explore why. And so part of the reason is that basically, if you put your money in a savings account now, it just goes nowhere. Mm. Part of the other reason is housing affordability. As you guys would know, being in the property boom headquarters of Australia, Hobart, that the prices are just messed up for young people trying to crack the market. So they're starting to wise up on the best way to save for that deposit.
Absolutely. Tommy, would you say that these younger people getting involved in shares are more culpable to risk, are more happy with taking risk in terms of share prices going up and down?
Well, some of them are doing really smart things that actually minimize risk. They're getting into what's called ETFs. So these are these funds where just on a single share purchase, you get a whole collection of shares. So you can buy a fund that represents the top 200 companies on the ASX, for example, with one single trade. So the report from the ASX found that young people were more inclined to these kind of investment options, which is actually really savvy. But then I imagine there are some people, they may be buoyed by some of the big growth stories like the Afterpays or even Bitcoin trading and are probably lured into some pretty wild growth stories as well that don't always pan out that well.
Yeah, because I've got friends who are within this age demographic that you're saying, Tommy, who have done both, who have done these safe investments, have made quite a lot of money and have now put them towards, as you said, buying a house, buying a car. But then I've also known people who have been trying to take that risk and gone, I'll never invest in shares again because they've lost all their money. I keep telling them a racehorse is not a share, but
sports bet is not the ASX.
Pokies is not an ETF. Yeah, no, it's an interesting one. And I think smart investors, they sort of break up buckets of money. So they go, okay, well, 60 or 80% of my savings are going to go in really safe investments. And then I might sort of throw a bit on the horses, so to speak, or on growth stocks or Bitcoin with a smaller part of my portfolio. So that's not a bad way to go about it, as long as you keep that proportion that you're sort of throwing on riskier bets fairly small.
Totally. And also on The Briefing today, Tommy, a bit of an update on Melbourne, I believe.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously Hobart's the most livable city in the world, even though...
We did it, guys. It was by default.
Yeah, we did it. The Stephen Bradbury of the Livable City Index. But we're just looking at the future of Melbourne. Obviously, they're going through hell at the moment and, you know, they've been the smuggest city in Australia. That's no secret over the years. They have come in like the top two. For the last 5 years, the top two, it's either Melbourne or Vienna, the most livable cities in the world, according to the Economist livable cities index, but they're going through a really tough time. And the real question is, how quickly can you snap back from this? You know, we've now got trauma upon trauma. There's the 112-day lockdown from last year, and now we're heading into the second week of this lockdown. And, you know, people are sweating on the decision that we'll probably find out about tomorrow and where it goes from here. And, you know, it's such a culture hub, as, you know, Tasmanians would know from traveling across from, you know, for big footy games and other big cultural events. Melbourne's an amazing city, you know. I'm only throwing a bit of shade because I'm from Sydney. but it's an absolutely amazing city with an incredible cultural life. And part of the beauty of Melbourne is that all roads often lead to the city. You know, Sydney's a bit of a city of villages, which are beautiful and great and pretty beaches and whatever. But Melbourne has the MCG, you know, with 100,000 people coming in for club games and an amazing sort of bars and restaurants. So the question is, where does it go from here? And will it be a long-term scar that this pandemic leaves?
Tommy, if Melbourne was listed on the ASX, would you invest?
Not right now. Although it's probably bottoming out, so maybe I would. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Thomas, you won us over.
Hey, he's a financial genius.
Thomas,
there you go.
You're a smart man.
All right, Tommy Tilly, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, The Briefing is available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search The Briefing podcast. Tommy, don't you dare not be here next Tuesday.
I'll never ghost you again, boys.
Just reply to my messages.
I'll breadcrumb you instead.
Yeah. Love you, Tommy. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.